The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله First of all, dear yourself, Madni channel, congratulations, Mubarak to all Ashkane Milad, Ashkane Rasul on the arrival of the blessed month, Rabiul Awwal, Rabiul Noor Sharif, in which it is the Eid of all Eids. And no doubt, yes, Eid Miladun Nabi, the blessed month in which the great and the last prophet of Allah, our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was born. And no doubt, everything exists because of our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. The blessed month showering his mercies and blessing all around the world, and the lovers of the devotees of the Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam are enlightening their hearts and soul by remembering the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, by praising the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Or kyuna ho ke, the most admirable, the most elevated is our Rasul, and the most noble and the most superior is our Nabi. Sabse aula wala hamara Nabi, sabse bala wala hamara Nabi. We'll start with the blessings of Durood e Pak, inshallah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, the person closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who would have recited Durood e Pak in abundance. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Aiyye inshallah kalam sunte.
Sallu ala al-habib
sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Wah kya baat is mahine ki, wah kya baat is mahine ki, wah kya baat is mahine ki, jo mota
Gulzar hai zamana, dub
دے دے جا باغ کیا با اس مہینے کی مہینے کی باغ کیا با اس مہینے کی باغ کیا با اس مہینے
کی آج جھومو گے تو کب جھومو گے دیوانو یہی تو مہینہ ہے جھومنے کا یہی تو وقت ہے جھومنے کا سبحان اللہ
میرے
inshallah throughout our program inshallah our Nath Khan will recite inshallah kalam ye to aur jazba paida karta hai mashallah usman bhai today our topic is also mercy for the whole universe
Allah.
alhamdulillah and the beloved rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam no doubt he is the best example ever walk on the face of the earth and he is the mercy for the not only this world but the whole universe and this is our topic inshallah we'll start from you inshallah
Subhanallah, Azzawajal. It's a topic which is very close to every person's heart. Because first of all, this is the tadhkira of our beloved Master Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. The name, we take the name of Muhammad Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam and the situation of the heart changes. It completely, there is a blossom inside the heart. Just kehte na, dil ki dunya badal jati, alhamdulillah, sirf naam aane se. So what will be the extent of the rahmat of my beloved master sallallahu alaihi wasallam because he is not only rahmat for us he is rahmat for the human beings he is rahmat for the animals he is rahmat upon the plants he is rahmat upon each and everything the entire universe of allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so he is rahmatul lil alamin and alhamdulillah azza wa jal we are proud and lucky to be the ummat of such a great nabi of allah subhanahu wa ta'ala
mashallah Munif Shah sahab with us, mashallah, and Munif bhai, no doubt. Sabse pehle to we'll start with Usman bhai, how you celebrate in Malawi this bless of inshallah. We'll move on to our topic, but of course, we need to. Kya kehte hai, hota na ki ek justuju hoti hai, ek keen, ek desire hai hamare yaar, pata to chale duniya mein kaise milate ho sakta hai humse aur unique tarike se aapne har ek ka apna andaaz hai. As soon as the this blessed month, moon. has been sighted Rabiul Awwal everything looked changed every kehte na ki har aashiq e rasool ka aur kyun na ho nisar teri chahal pehal par hazar o eid e Rabiul Awwal siwaye iblis ke jahan mein sabhi to khushiyan mana rahe so how is the train in Malawi
yeah, this is actually a wonderful thing that wherever you go in the world you will get this uniqueness that the traditions may be different the language may be different the andaaz may be different style may be different But the zikr of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is happening. So, like the way you have, flags here and julus-e-milad here. So a very similar concept, but you know, in the Africa, you have been to Africa, you have seen how the environment there is. So they have this specific mannerism, and they have their nasheeds in their own languages, in the Chichewa language, and subhanAllah, they carry on. Likewise, in South Africa, you go Soweto Islamic Brothers, subhanAllah, they have their own manner. In fact, because of Dawat-e-Islami, subhanAllah, you will cite some African brothers reciting Sarkar ki Aamad Marhaba, Dildar ki Aamad Marhaba. So you see this color in various manners throughout the world, alhamdulillah.
Kehte na andar dil ki kaliyan bas umad umad ke na Sarkar ki Aamad Marhaba. No doubt, wherever you are, in which country you are, it doesn't matter whatever language you speak, the only thing you have is about the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When this thing in your heart, then words not explain anything. Asal mein to andar ki feeling hai na, is what the feeling you have inside. ये सबसे ज्यादा मैटर करती है मुनीब शाह साहब हमारे साथ हैं
बिस्मिल्लाह रहमान रहीम इंडी सेसा मिलाद शरीफ इटसेल्फ एज ए इवेंट दिस टेक्स प्लेस अराउंड द ग्लोब वी कांट स्पेसिफाई टू वन स्पेसिफिक सिटी सो फॉर एग्जांपल इन इंग्लैंड इन यूके मिलाद शरीफ हैपेंस द वर्ड वी से इज बज नो वी गेट दैट बज वी गेट दैट वाइब वी गेट दैट फीलिंग ऑफ मौलिद दैट इंडिविजुअल हु क्राइड फॉर अस That individual, their blessed lips were moving at the time of their birth and at the time of their apparent demise.
Allah.
I mean, such a blessed individual who we know this is the time when they were born. This was the month, blessed month that they were born. So that feeling, for example, happens in England as well. But when I came here, say, a couple of years ago, before COVID, and my first reaction was, wow, that Milad Sharif and Maulid can be celebrated in such a way as well.
SubhanAllah.
That Amir al-Sunnah, Dan Barakatum al-Aliyah, their Tarbiyah, the Naat Khan brothers reciting kalams, and not any kalam, say sahab. Today you get that this Milad kalam, that Milad kalam, but those kalam, say sahab, of Allah Hazrat Imam Ahmad.
SubhanAllah.
Those kalam, though, they touch the heart. And especially, say sahab, as we started our Salasil in Path to Success, and there's poetry of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. And once you understand the meanings behind the poetry of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, and then you listen to the kalams, then it's on another level. Meaning you look at the shafa'at of Rasulullah Alayhi Sallatu Salaam, Allah has wrote something about that. You look at the viladat of Rasulullah Alayhi Sallatu Salaam, Allah has wrote something about that. You look at the blessed husn of Mustafa Sallallahu Alayhi Wasallam, Allah has wrote about that. Any aspect from the blessed hair of Rasulullah Alayhi Sallatu Salaam to the blessed toenails and even to the fingertips of Rasulullah Alayhi Sallatu Wasallam, Allah has wrote something about that. We learn that where? In the Fizan Madina Karachi. These are individuals have said to me as well that other than the blessed cities of Makkah and Medina Sharif, Zada Allah Sharafan wa Ta'zima, after that, wherever you get the most buzz, that vibe, like, you know, subhanAllah, that we actually are welcoming the Prophet والسلام, is none other than Fizan Madina, Babul Madina Karachi. These were individuals I met. And Sayyidah, we are, this is in front of us, as Naat Khan brother was reciting as well. I didn't want him to stop. I thought, let's just complete, forget our silsila, the brother can recite. This is that feeling, alhamdulillah, this is created within the beautiful environment of Dawat-e-Islami. That even I urge the viewers of the Madani channel, that wherever you are, and especially the 12th night of Rabiul Awwal Sharif, where the blessed birth of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam took place, Dawat-e-Islami holds events in your locality, then attend those events, inshallah, you will see and witness for yourself what I have witnessed as well, that the barakah and the blessings of celebrating Mawlid correctly according to Sharia of Rasulullah alayhi salatu.
That buzz we talking about is not last for one day or for half days, it lasts for months and months. Seriously, whenever we remember this and then that buzz start coming. Keep you going, continue, just because is our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Jitna ishq hoga, utni hi to yaad rahegi na. Utni hi to baat rahegi. Achha, unke ilawa aur hai kaun? Wohi to hain. उन्होंने तो हमें जो है उन्हीं की शफात पे तो जन्नत मिलनी है बिकॉज ऑफ हिम वी आर गेटिंग एवरीथिंग वी बीन ब्लेस्ड ही इज द स्पेशल फेवर ही इज द स्पेशल ब्लेसिंग ही इज द स्पेशल नेम ऑफ अल्लाह
सुभान अल्लाह सुभान अल्लाह यू नो अ वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट पॉइंट दैट टू गेट दैट बज is also a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
SubhanAllah.
Rabbul Awwal has come. Not everyone gets the buzz. Only those people get the buzz who are blessed with that buzz. So we should actually be thankful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us amongst the lovers of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Ki Muhammad se wafa tu ne to hum tere hain. Ye jahan cheez hai kya loh kalam tere. Then everything will be. It's just the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam should have. Waseem bhai with us, mashallah, our muballigh, beautiful muballigh. Waseem bhai.
So first of all, Mubarak to you and all the brothers on the panel, and especially all the viewers on Madini channel, inshallah, azza wa jal. And you know, you talked about buzz, and Shah Sahib mentioned it as well. One thing that I would like to mention was that literally as soon as the moon was sighted, I myself seen a huge change. We were somewhere and the moon was sighted. All of a sudden, the streets were enlightened. And Milad is that, Munshah Sahib, you mentioned it early on as well, that you know, it's not only for a couple of days. It's not only till the 12th of Rabiul Awwal. It's not only for the month of Rabiul Awwal. But it's throughout the whole year, alhamdulillah, that you get the buzz. And you know, people think that, you know, the Milad, this is only in the month of Rabiul Awwal. No doubt, there's a lot more importance that is given. There's a lot more arrangement in the month of Rabiul Awwal. But alhamdulillah, we see that Milad mihfils are done throughout the whole year, alhamdulillah. Nice. And the same buzz that we have in Rabiul Awwal, so that's nice. The same buzz that you have in other months as well, mashallah. And wow. This is that ishq, this is that, in other words, that it's the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That as soon as, especially what we see in Karachi at this moment in time, I've seen this with my own eyes, that as soon as the kalam is started, you see one person screaming from there, you see someone crying from there in the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is, you know, 1400 years later, and the Ashikani Rasul, the lovers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are, in other words, crying in the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In other words, the Sahaba Ikram, these were those blessed individuals that seen the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But these people who are crying, they haven't seen the Prophet Allah, but this Allah. Is, you know, in other words, what I will say from here is that this is the love of the Prophet that Amir al-Sunnah has put in the heart of the Ashikani Rasul, alhamdulillah. And this is the ishq, no doubt, before Dawat-e-Islami, alhamdulillah, we used to also celebrate Milad. But the change that Dawat-e-Islami, Amir al-Sunnah has brought in celebrating Milad is absolutely next level, mashallah.
Basically, Dawat-e-Islami has created that buzz, alhamdulillah.
Meaning it's taken it to the next level,
alhamdulillah.
Allah allow this to continue, inshallah, and allow us to continue to celebrate Milad, and not only us, the whole Ummah, inshallah.
Subhanallah. Inshallah, we move on to our topic as well. Well, this is also including our topic, but the rahmah for the entire universe, for the whole universe, not for just human, is for the birds, for animals, even for the angels, even for the prophets. For anything in this world, jitni bhi universe hai, un sab ke liye rahmatul lil alameen is a mercy for the entire creation. Even his blessed name is a blessing. Unka zikr karna hi rahmaton ka nuzul hai. Unke naam ki barkat se log jannat mein jayenge to aur koi rahmatul lil alameen hai. Unke naam pe naam rakho to Allah Taala barkat ata farmata
hai. Hazrat Sufyan mentions that whenever you mention the name of the pious people, Allah's blessing showers upon their gathering. And alhamdulillah, we are mentioning the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No doubt blessings will shower upon us, inshallah.
No, definitely. This topic, as mentioned, it's a very vast topic. And for us to be the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, this is itself due to the rahmat of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Because practically and genuinely, if we look at our state today, we are very weak people. We are people with a lot of sins on our hands. And we see as the society is changing, as the media is going to another level, as social media is going to another level, there are many sins found in our communities today which were found in the previous ummats, due to which there were punishments upon them. What's the reason that we are safe and sound? What's the reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept on blessing us? That's due to the rahmat of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. If we genuinely reflect upon that, so we will see that our each and every second, in fact, each and every millisecond, microsecond, we are living and enjoying the mercies of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And these mercies, the ultimate level of these mercies, we will witness on the Day of Judgment, inshallah.
MashaAllah. No doubt. Munib Shah Sahib, badi zabardast baat ki, mashaAllah. Usman bhai ne, and then every moment, even we are taking these breaths, this is also the sadaqah of the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are a Muslim, we have Quran, we reading namaz, any blessing you are, these all because of the sadaqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Kyunki wo jo na the to kuch na tha, wo jo na ho to kuch na ho. Jaan hai wo jahan ki, jaan hai to jahan hai. Zameen o zama tumhare liye, kin o maka tumhare liye.
Zameen o zama tumhare Makino makan tumhare liye, jo zameen o
Topic, so we can't narrow it down to a certain point. And says that there's a shir ke wo chahte kisi alam mein reh jate, ye unki meharbani hai ke ye alam pasand aa raha hai. That if the Prophet alayhi salatu salam wanted, he was given an option. Who could have stopped the Prophet alayhi salatu salam? Ulama mentioned even when the Prophet alayhi salatu salam went to paradise, there's the wada of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that whoever enters paradise shall not be expelled from it.
Aye.
If the Prophet alayhi salatu salam wanted, he could have resided there. Who would have said anything? No one. But the Prophet alayhi salatu salam even then came back down.
Subhanallah.
Even then they came back down to the earth and they resided here. And this is their meherbani ki ye alam pasand aya. And indeed the Prophet alayhi salatu salam, as you mentioned as well, that they rahmatul lil alameen for whom? But then, say sab, it's not just in this dunya, the Prophet ﷺ is a mercy for us. That in the previous nations, when punishment used to come, it would come straight away. Someone would commit a sin, punishment would come straight away. But this is because of the Prophet ﷺ that punishment is delayed. We as ummatis are given a chance. O ummati of Rasulullah ﷺ, repent. Repent before the mahshar. Repent before that day. So we are being given that time slot, you can say, of repentance because of the Prophet alayhi salatu salam. Even when we pass away, say sir, in the grave of a Muslim, Rasulullah will appear. Rasulullah alayhi salatu salam will appear, which Allah has said ki markad mein bandon ko tapak kar meethi neend sulate ye hain.
Subhanallah.
And even when we resurrect on the day of judgment, say sir, Allah has rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says as well that scenario, subhanallah, Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has drawn out that map in their kalam. That a scenario where every single person will be running away from each other.
Allah.
We will go into this prophet, there's this share in that kalam, kalimu naji, masihu sabi, sabi se kahi, kahi bhi na bani.
Ki khalq phiri.
Ye be khabari ki khalq phiri, kahan se kahan, tumhare liye. Meaning that they were wondering here and there, for whom? For Rasulullah alayhi sallatu salam. At the end he'll be told by Isa alayhi sallatu salam, go to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi sallam. Where everyone else will say, today, I'm worrying about myself. But there'll be one individual saying,
Izhabu ila ghairi.
Izhabu ila ghairi. There'll be one individual. Unke lab par ana laha hoga. And ana sahibukum. The Prophet alayhi sallallahu alayhi sallam will say this. Even then the Prophet alayhi sallallahu alayhi sallam, Allah says that ma jab iklote ko chode.
Aye,
aye. Ah, ke pulate ye.
Allah.
Baap jab bete se baage, lutf wahan farmate ye. Even say sab on pul se utaro. Even on the bridge of Sirat, hisab has happened. For example, hisab has happened now. Is the bridge of Sirat. Across that individual, across that person will be Jannah. Beneath that person will be the fire of hell. Allah says ki pul se utaro. Raah guzar ko khabar na ho. Jibreel par bhi chahein to par ko khabar na ho. Then doing the dua ki pul se utaro. Make us cross that bridge of Sirat ki raah guzar ko khabar na ho. In such a way that the path that we're crossing does not know we're crossing. Everywhere the mercy of Rasulullah alayhi sallatu salam in one way or another form is being shown, that the Prophet alayhi sallatu salam, their mercy says up is immense. And says up that we should not despair from the mercy of the Prophet alayhi sallatu salam. Similarly, the mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that yakinan the mercy of the Prophet alayhi sallatu salam is so immense, says up, that When we do dua, ulama have mentioned this, that when you do dua in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and just let me tell you something new, Sayyidah. In Tafsir Kabir is mentioned, in the Tafsir, that Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Underneath that is mentioned that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has 3,000 names. How many? 3,000. Out of them, 1,000 name, Anbiya no. How many left? 2,000. 1,000 names, Malaika no. So that's 2,000 and 1,000 left. Out of the 1,000 that's left, 300 are mentioned in Tawrat Sharif. 300 are mentioned in Zabur Sharif. 300 are mentioned in Injil Sharif. So 369, 900 done, 100 left.
Allah.
99 are mentioned in the Quran.
Allah.
And that's one name that's left, and only Allah tabarak wa ta'ala knows that name.
Allah.
So this is 3,000 name. And it's mentioned that when you do dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala by using the name Bismillah Allah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, it is as if you were asking dua in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala by using all those 3,000 names in there.
Allah.
So this is what Ulama mentioned, that when you do dua, use these three names alongside, give a wasila to the Prophet Ali salatu wasalam. As so many individuals in the past, their repentance was accepted because of giving wasila of the Prophet Ali salatu wasalam. That this is why, because they're rahmatulil alameen. Not just for myself, not just for the panel here, for the entire universe, for the animals, they could hear. We say that today in Madani Muzakara, it was mentioned as well that Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam could hear animal speeches as well. The certain that were mentioned.
Yes.
Okay, we go even further that Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam could hear those things which had no life. Meaning that member.
Allah.
When we go into that, as I mentioned, the topic is vast.
It's such a blessed port that yahan pe la to hai nahi na.
Ji, ji.
Allah.
Subhanallah.
Upon the mercy, actually, if we see that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam is merciful, no doubt. But how are we given the chance to take advantages from that mercy? Meaning, on every step and every stage, there is a chance. Meaning, look at our faraid. As Muslims, we are bound to Sharia. As Muslims, we are bound to follow certain guidelines because we are human beings. We have to follow certain rules. So we talk about namaz, we talk about zakat, we talk about hajj, we talk about anything. That is fard to do. We were supposed to do it anyways. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us Muslims, Allah ta'ala gave us Sharia, Allah ta'ala gave us the hukum of namaz, Allah ta'ala made it obligatory upon us to perform namaz. We perform that namaz, but the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam mentions perform namaz and you'll get this, perform namaz and you'll get that, perform namaz, you'll get that. Read Quran Paak on each and every letter, you get 10 good deeds. Give salam, you get this many deeds. Do this, you get these many deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you the wealth. Allah ta'ala has given you the hands. He has given you the mind. He has given you that mind calculator, the skills of earning, making business and everything, making trades. Allah ta'ala gives you customers. Allah ta'ala gives you all the things. And then upon that, you are making profit. Upon the profit given to you by Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you sustenance to eat. At the end of the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared that you need to pay in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from what Allah has given. And from that, what you give, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also rewards you upon that while you were already supposed to give. So there is encouragement for us ummatis to reap benefit from every little thing. Everything which we perhaps see as little, but is actually very big. It can play a big impact in our salvation. Like, alhamdulillah, we have come here and we are witnessing this beautiful environment of Karachi. One thing which we have witnessed here is that Dawat-e-Islami and our Zimmedaran here, the Muballigin of Dawat-e-Islami, they're emphasizing upon one thing a lot. And that one thing is your goal should be clear, your intention should be clear, and as much as good intentions you can make. Why is that? That is to achieve that promised rahmah. That you keep on making good intentions. Like we came in this program, subhanallah azza wa jal, mashallah, whatever we are doing, by the grace of Allah, we shall be rewarded. But inshallah, we will smile, acting upon the sunnah. We'll get rewarded by the mercy of Rasulullah again on that as well. So each and every step, we as ummatis have been given chances that reap the mercy of Allah and His blessed Rasul. Sallallahu ta'ala.
Kya baat hai, kahan se kahan?
Moving on from the point of Usman bhai, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, when he used to converse with Allah, it's mentioned that Allah said to him that the coming ummah, meaning the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Because your current ummah, if you just do a good deed, if you just make an intention, there is no reward. But the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ummah is that ummah that if they just make the intention of performing a good deed, they will get the reward of a good deed. And then when they actually perform the actual good deed, it will be multiplied by 10 times, inshallah. This is the mercy of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the karam of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this is all being blessed upon us, alhamdulillah. And the point that Shah Sahib was mentioning earlier on, Shah Sahib, that if you look at the Day of Judgment, it's mentioned that one day will be 50,000 years. And you know, this first 25,000 years will just be waiting for accountability to start. Now, why would accountability start? How is it going to start? It's going to start because of the Prophet ﷺ. Meaning Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam is going to show us the real door where we will gain salvation, inshallah azawajal. And this is also mercy of the Prophet ﷺ, that where the people, they will be in such difficulty, such hardship, that the sun will be only a quarter mile above our heads. 25,000 years will just be waiting. And it will be because of the Prophet ﷺ that everyone, at least the door of accountability will be open for them. So this is also mercy, alhamdulillah, of the Prophet ﷺ, the accountability with the star. So Shah Sahib, on the Day of Judgment, is mentioned that because of Durood-e Pak, one ummati of the Prophet ﷺ, he will be told that because of his actions, he will be told to go to Jahannam. Now it's mentioned that it's a long particular story, but the Prophet ﷺ will come there. He will get out one green paper. Allah. He will put it on the good deed side. And it's mentioned that as soon as he does this, alhamdulillah, that will become more heavier and the bad deeds will become. Now the Prophet ﷺ, he will be asked by this individual, who are you? Who saved me today? And he will be told that I am your prophet. This paper that I have taken out today, this is that Durood-e Pak that you have recited with love and devotion in the world, alhamdulillah, azawajal. So again, merciful. Alhamdulillah, today we recite Durood-e Pak, alhamdulillah, azawajal. Not only our good deeds increase, but alhamdulillah, azawajal, inshallah, this will help us on the Day of Judgment as well, inshallah. And this will be our way into Jannah as well, inshallah, azawajal.
وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ Quran padhe to sahi. میرے آقا کی تعریف ہی تعریف ہے اور حقیقت میں یہ ہے کہ جو ہم یہ جو سانسیں لے رہے ہیں ایوری تھنگ از جسٹ بیکاز آف دا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ایون اس وقت ہم جو یہاں بیٹھے ہوئے ہیں اور یہ جو بات کر رہے ہیں ویورز یو آر واچنگ مدنی چینل دیز آل دا بلیسنگ بیکاز آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ایون دس بلیس مومنٹ آف دس بلیس منتھ اب آپ سوچیں کتنی رحمت والی یہ ہستی ہیں میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کہ ان کے جو میلاد کی محفل کرتا ہے گھر میں اور بڑی بڑی محفلیں کرتے ہیں وہ جنید بغدادی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ اسٹیٹ ہی اسٹیٹ ہو ایور اٹینڈز دی گیدرنگ آف مولود النبی میلاد شریف ود رسپیکٹ اینڈ آنر ود رسپیکٹ اینڈ آنر اٹ ول بیکم سکسیزفل ود ایمان مین ہی ول ڈائی ود ایمان سو دس از آلسو a glad tiding that when you attain this the Mauludun Nabi mehfil with the respect and honor inshallah jab aapka khatma hoga wo iman par hoga and there is only one condition to go in jannah that you die with iman jiska iman par khatma hoga wohi jannat mein jayega so look at the mercy of the prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam unke naam ki mehfil bhi kare تو انسان کو برکت ملتی ہے اس کے گھر میں جس گھر میں محفل کی جاتی ہے ہول ایئر پورا سال اس کے گھر پہ رحمتوں کا نزول ہوتا ہے اس بستی پہ جو ہے وہ رحمتوں کا نزول ہوتا ہے اب آؤ آپ غور کریں میرے آقا کے نام پہ رکھنے پر آپ کو برکتیں مل رہی ہیں میرے آقا علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام کی میلاد کی محفلیں کرنے پہ آپ کو برکتیں مل رہی ہیں میرے آقا پر درود پاک پڑھنے سے آپ کو برکتیں مل رہی ہیں تو پھر تو کثرت کے ساتھ ان سے محبت کرنی چاہیے دس از آلسو دا ڈیزائر آف ایوری مسلم دیٹ The love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam تمام چیزوں سے beyond ہونا چاہیے not from our wealth not from our brothers and sisters no یہ سب سے آگے نہیں ہونے چاہیے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کی محبت جو ہے وہ سب سے بڑھ کر ہونی چاہیے this is also the sign of a true believer باتیں تو بہت ساری کر رہے ہوتے ہیں لیکن کیا لیکن جب نماز کا وقت آتا ہے جب سنتیں ادا کرنے کا وقت آتا ہے جب سنتوں پہ عمل کرنے کا وقت آتا ہے میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے کیا فرمایا ہے کہ جس نے میری سنت سے محبت کی Those who love my sunnah, they love me. And those who love me will be in paradise with me. میرے آقا کی سنت سے محبت کرنے پہ جو ہے وہ جنت کی بشارتیں مل رہی ہیں عثمان بھائی تو آپ غور کریں کہ میرے آقا سے جو واقعی میرے آقا کی آمد کی خوشیاں منا رہے ہوں گے میرے آقا کے جشن منا رہے ہوں گے آمد کے بلکہ یہ بھی عبد الرحمٰن ابن جوزی علیہ رحمہ کا کال ہے کہ جو those who celebrate آقا علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام برتھ دے ول گین دا بلیسنگس آنر اور ان کو فخر بھی ملے گا اور موتیوں کا امامہ سب سلح پہن کر وہ جنت میں داخل ہوگا یعنی آپ سوچیں کتنی رحمت والی جو ہے وہ ذات بابرکت ہے میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کی
سبحان اللہ میلاد منانا بھی رحمت ہے jinka naam lena bhi rahmat hai, jinka yani sunnaton par amal karna rahmat hai. You follow his sunnats, so subhanallah, you are entitled to the rahma. You take his name, you are entitled to the rahma. You go to his blessed city, you are entitled to the rahma. There was one thing which mashallah the brother mentioned, that wo har alam ki rahmat hai, kisi alam mein reh jate hai, unki karam nawazi hai ki ye alam pasand aaya. On that he mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has been to Jannah. And the one who goes to Jannah, there is basharat, obviously. How can the one who has gone to Jannah be removed from Jannah? But the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam still chose the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Look at the mercy of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He declared a portion of Jannah in Madinatul Munawwara. Between his room and between his minbar. So those Ashikane Rasul who go there, so basically they have visited a piece of Jannah. So subhanallah, that is also a mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Okay, and then look at the research of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala upon this. We are a creation of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has blessed us with many things, but we happen to commit mistakes as well. We make sins as well. We do wrong things as well. May Allah Ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq of tawbah and the istiqamat upon tawbah. But malaika are also a makhluk of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And they are ma'soom. They are protected from sinning. They do not sin. About the malaika, they visit Madinatul Munawwara. 70,000 angels in the morning, 70,000 angels in the evening. Basically, a day is divided into 12 hours, 24 hours. 12 hours shift, 70,000. 12 hours shift, 70,000.
140,000 every day.
140,000 every day. Meaning, if you look at the worldly personalities of someone, you'll have guards and this, you know, 10, 20, 30, 100, 200. There's 70,000, not human beings, angels. Coming in the morning, coming in the evening, and those who come once will never ever return again.
Allah.
Only once in their lifetime. And then we look at ourselves who commit sins. This is the mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Come how many times ever you want.
Aasi pade rahe.
Subhanallah.
Maasum ke liye tohe sirpe shikbar var. Maasum ke liye tohe sirpe shikbar var. Aasi pade rahe. Salah umr bhar ki hai hum maasi pade rahe to salah umr bhar ki hai aa kuch suna de ke bolo main hai raza.
You know, if we look at it in depth, it is the mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now, just for the viewers of Madani channel, that, you know, 70,000 angels in the morning, 70,000 in the evening, it may come in the mind. What's the reason? Why are they not allowed again and again? The angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are so many that if they get a repeat chance, there will be many who might become deprived. So now if we look at it, we are in the 1400 calendar, and we are alhamdulillah calculating 70,000, 70,000, 140,000 in a day. 10 days becomes 1.4 million, 20 days becomes 2.8 million, and then 30 days become almost 4.2 million. And like this, if you calculate 10 months becomes 42 million. And then you calculate 1,000 years, become how many more? And then at 400 years more, no calculator can ever calculate it. No matter how many companies you have, factories you have, your calculators will fail. Now all those have visited already, and we do not know when Qiyamah is coming, how many more are going to visit. And what all those angels are doing.
Allah.
Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa maulana muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina wa maulana muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Meaning what Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, I am doing, the angels are doing. Oh people, you believe, you also do. This is also a karam and mercy of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam upon us, alhamdulillah.
Kya baat, subhanallah. Munif Shah sahab ke Madani pool, and then we'll move on to package, and then inshallah, Naat Khani ka bhi silsila hoga. Hamare Naat Khan hai, continue inshallah. Aapko kalam bhi sunayenge.
Subhanallah.
Ji sahab, they were merciful upon orphans as well, upon yateems. And there's this waqia is mentioned that there was a sahabi, and the Prophet ﷺ was leaning against a tree, and they were watching, there were some kids playing, and the Prophet ﷺ just observing those kids that they were playing. And a sahabi came in the court of Rasulullah ﷺ, they said, Ya Rasulullah, fidaka ummi wa abi, can I take my child? And the Prophet ﷺ said, no, not now, come back after some time. After some time passed, the sahabi came in the court of Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam. Again, fidaka wa ummi. Main tere qurban. This is sunnah of sahaba, by the way. They're saying, main tere qurban, ya Rasulullah. This is sunnah of sahaba ikram, Ali Muridwan. And again, the Prophet alayhi wa sallam said, come back after some time. So third time the sahabi came in the court of Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet alayhi wa sallam leaning against the tree. The kids were playing. This time sahabi asked the Prophet alayhi wa sallam, ya Rasulullah, fidaka wa ummi wa abi, can I take my child now? The Prophet alayhi wa sallam said, yeah, take your child, but when you call your child, don't call him by his name.
Allah.
At that time, this is the common, that don't call him by the title, I mean, don't call him son of this, call him by his name. The sahabi asked, that wondered as well, that Ya Rasulullah, you know, what was the reason, what's the hikmah, what's the wisdom behind this? The Prophet ﷺ replied, that your son is amongst orphans. So when you call him by the title, meaning son of such and such individual, other orphans, you know, they will miss their parents.
Allah.
This was the mercy of the Prophet ﷺ for all.
Allahu Akbar.
Subhanallah. This is such a merciful Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That says that we are, again, as they mentioned, we are lucky to be amongst their nation.
Subhanallah.
We will be, as mentioned, says that it will be haram. It will be haram for all of the nations to enter Jannah until the nation of the Prophet ﷺ does not enter Jannah.
Khuld hai sab par haram, jaye na jab tak ghulam. Milk to hai aapka, tum pe karoro duru.
Subhanallah. When you talk about the mercy of the Prophet ﷺ, again, so many things are to be covered. How they were merciful even to the family members, the Ahlul Bayt, the Sahaba Kiram, Ali Muridwan. Even those individuals, Hisab is mentioned that they were going towards invitation towards Islam to a certain location. And there was kids and there was individuals amongst there that started throwing stones at the Prophet ﷺ. There are many waqiyat, you get this. And Sahaba Kiram, in front of them, is summa did something to the Prophet. You know, they'll show their side as well. But the Prophet ﷺ, in one occasion, what did they say? That don't do anything.
Aye.
The I have yaqeen, I have this hope that from their generation, from their offspring, there will be people who will be my followers.
Allah.
The Prophet ﷺ wanted, you know, one ishara. Aye. One ishara was sufficient. But this was the rahmah, the mercy of the Prophet ﷺ, that they didn't do anything. So subhanAllah, this is the merciful of the Prophet ﷺ, that indeed, not just in this world, but in the hereafter, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will help
Allah
us.
Allah, pehle ki ummatein gunah karti thi, aur subah ke darwaze pe likha hota. Shaklein, faces badal jate the, azab hota tha, maathe pe likha hota jabna. Aur unke darwazon ka bhi kahin pada tha, aur maathe pe aap bata rahe hain. To achha, zameen upar niche kar di jati thi. Azab kaise, pahadon ke darmiyan, aur pata nahi kaun se azab. Because of the mercy of the Prophet.
The earth would open. The earth would open, gone in, closed, chapter finished.
Allah.
They would turn into monkeys and many...
Turn into different animals, yeah.
This is a mercy of the Prophet at this moment in time. The scholars have written for the disbelievers as well. That because of the Prophet's mercy, alhamdulillah, the azab doesn't come immediately upon the disbelievers. Mm. Meaning before, like you just mentioned as well, that straight away azab would come. But because of the Prophet's mercy, even the disbelievers right now, they are safe. The azab doesn't come to them straight away.
Allah. You this know, is also the mercy of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No doubt, aap darakhton ko le le, take trees, anything you take, everything is getting the blessing of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the mercy of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah, we'll move on after a package, inshallah. Aur phir ab hum ek next uske upar aayenge, ta just the before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam arrived, what was the situation of this? What was the situation of Arab? What was, how the people treat the woman, wife, mother, sister? There were no rights. It's only the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam who gave the rights. Janwar ko bhi nahi the. Jo khana hota tha, wo hissa kaatte the, chhod dete the janwar. Maa ke saath kya hota tha? Baap, brother, father, koi rights nahi the. Jung hoti thi, to saalon tak, sadiyon tak chalti thi. انشاءاللہ یہی بتاتے میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کس طرح رحمت للعالمین بن کر آئے. لیکن آئیے پہلے ایک پیکج لیتے ہیں انشاءاللہ.
صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم.
Oh wow, how beautiful it looks. Let me put this color over here. That's nice. Hold on, where's my other block? Yes, there it is. Where did I put my things? I just put it here, but it's not even here. Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Why are you reciting sallallahu ala Muhammad? It is stated in a blessed hadith that if a person forgets something, he should recite salat and salam. Inshallah, he will remember that forgotten thing. Have you lost something that you can't find? Yes. I can't find my stationery pouch and my notebook. I can't remember where I put them. Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Yes, I remember now. I know where it is. Let me go and get it for you. Oh, that's great. Jazakallahu khairah. There you go, Brother Glamour Soy. There you go! Kanis Fatima, you don't get something by throwing it. These are bad manners. Whenever you want to give something to someone, give it to him in his hand, with your right hand. Inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. I will be careful in future.
Inshallah, Ghulam Rasool and Fatima. MashaAllah. چلے جی آپ کو سکھا رہی تھی ماشاء اللہ مینی مینی لیسنز وی کین لرن فرام دی اسمال اسمال کلپس آف کڈس مدنی چینل. ان شاء اللہ اپنے بچوں کو یہ دکھائیں بہت کچھ سیکھنے کو ملے گا. آقا علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام رحمۃ للعالمین کی بات ہو رہی ناٹ اونلی ان دس ورلڈ بٹ ان دا گریف ان دا ہیئر آفٹر. بٹ لک ایٹ دا یقین آف اعلیٰ حضرت. اعلیٰ حضرت کی جب بھی عشق رسول کی بات اور اعلیٰ حضرت کمال کرتے ہیں
اللہ
مطلب کیسا نفس یا نفسی کا دور ہوگا کیسا ایک وہ سچویشن ایسی ہے. بٹ لک ایٹ دا بلیف آف اعلیٰ حضرت کے رضا پل سے اب وجد کرتے گزرے کہ ہے رب سلم صدائے محمد. لک ایٹ دا بلیف آف اعلیٰ حضرت آن دا مرسی آف دا پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے رضا پل سے اب وجد کرتے گزری ہے کہ ہے رب سلم صدائے محمد. جی انشاءاللہ مدنی پھول لیتے ہیں دین پھر کچھ کلام کی طرف بڑھیں گے انشاءاللہ. نات خان ریڈی
اپون دا چلڈرن ماشاء اللہ واٹ اوور اسلام بردر واز سینگ. آئی ہیو اے حدیث آف صحیح البخاری ان فرنٹ آف می دیٹ ہاؤ کمپیشنٹ واز اوور بلوڈ پروفیٹ صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم ٹوورز دا چلڈرن دیٹ وین ہی سو ینگ چائلڈ کرائنگ سو ہی ایکچولی وڈ سٹ بیسائڈز دیٹ چائلڈ and try to sympathize and console the child, like a mother, how a mother takes care of the child. Once he said, I stand in prayer and wish to prolong it. However, I hear the cry of a child and cut the prayer short for the anxiety which the mother is feeling.
Allah.
I think Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would actually finish his prayer quickly. Why? Because he felt the pain which a mother would feel. You know, we see when we talk about the Hasanain Kareemain, when we talk about the Ahl Bayt of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, about the grandchildren, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam told Sayyida Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha that, oh Fatima, don't let them cry.
Allah.
The cry actually hurts me. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would smell his grandchildren. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would kiss his grandchildren. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would console the orphans. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has actually taught us, and even in this Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us thawab, that when you see an orphan, you know, spread your hand of mercy upon the hair, equivalent to every hair you are getting thawab. When you see a child, kiss the child. When you, and about children, about sons, about daughters, how Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned our hadith. Inshallah, as you mentioned that we will come to what was the time before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now that zamana of burying the daughters and stuff. And here the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and about children, a sahabi comes, Ya Rasulullah, I have 3 daughters. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says, take care of them, do a well, good Islamic upbringing, get them married, do everything for them, inshallah, Jannat is for you.
Aye,
then it is asked, Ya Rasulullah, what if someone has 2? Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, bring them up well. Jannat is for you. Ya Rasulullah, what if someone has won?
Allah.
Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says, same for you as well.
Mere kareem se agar katra
ke liye
darya baha diye hain, durbe baha diye.
So alhamdulillah azza wa jal, in every aspect of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's life, we see that there is mercy and mercy and mercy descending. What's remaining for us? The rain is taking place.
Allah.
We need to take our pots and stand there. How big your pot is, that's how much you will get, inshallah ta'ala.
Kya baat hai, subhanallah. The time before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muniba, inshallah, so at least viewers ko pata chale, jo aaj khushiyan mana rahe na, asal mein insaniyat ko insaniyat mili mere aqa alayhi salatu wasalam ki aamad ke baad. जो भी मिला ना आज जो बात करते हैं ये राइट्स दे वर नो राइट बिफोर प्रॉफिट सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम एंड ही अराइव इन दिस वर्ल्ड उसके बाद ये राइट्स और ये चीजें और ये सारे लुक इन द वुमेन उससे पहले क्या थे दे वर नो राइट्स बच्चियों को जिंदा दफना दिया जाता था माँ पे कब्जा कर लिया जाता था माँ को मंडियों में बेचा जाता था बेटा हिज ओन सन माँ को स्लेव बना लेता था
अल्लाह
माँ पे कब्जा करता था औरतों को जला दिया जाता था दफना दिया जाता था जिंदा ना किसी के कोई राइट नहीं थे बट लुक एट व्हेन द प्रॉफिट सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम अराइव्ड माँ के कदमों में जन्नत
अल्लाह
माँ के चेहरे को देखो हज का सवाब मोहब्बत से
अल्लाह
बाप दे वर नो रिस्पेक्ट ऑफ फादर द प्रॉफिट सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम अराइविंग एंड द ब्लेस्ड सेइंग ऑफ द प्रॉफिट सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम द मिडिल डोर ऑफ जन्नत इज योर फादर बाप जन्नत के कहे वो दरमियानी दरवाजा
अल्लाह
बहन के बारे में कोई राइट्स नहीं था बहन की इज्जत यतीम की बेवा के लिए बच्चों के लिए बुजुर्ग बूढ़े जो लोग हैं उनके लिए मेरे आका अलैहि सलातो सलाम ने क्या फरमाते हैं कि अगर बूढ़ों के बुढ़ापे और बीमारियों की बीमारी का मुझे ख्याल ना था तो मैं ईशा की नमाज तहाई रात तक मौखर कर देता क्योंकि द मर्सी ऑफ द प्रॉफिट सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम और एक आज हम हैं इधर देख रहे हैं उधर देख रहे हैं इधर भटक रहे हैं ओ फलां दे हैव रीच्ड टू द मून We are following those such a blessed personality जिन्होंने चांद के टुकड़े कर दिए थे अब उनको कहा देख रहे हो चांद पर गए नहीं गए ये तो अभी कन्फर्म भी नहीं है हम तो उनके गुलाम हैं जिन्होंने 1450 साल पहले कमोबेश चांद के टुकड़े कर दिए थे चांद झुक जाता जिधर उंगली उठाते महद में क्या ही चलता था इशारों पर खिलौना नूर का तो उनके कदमों में आ जाए यकीन करें इफ यू वॉन्ट टू गेन सक्सेस इफ यू वॉन्ट टू गेन सेल्वेशन देर इज ओनली वन वे कम In the blessed court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. आप देखेंगे इंशाअल्लाह किस तरह सुकून किस तरह बरकतें आपकी जिंदगी में आ जाएंगी रहमतें ही रहमतें आका अलैहि सलातो सलाम की क्या कहते हैं उनकी नजर करम के बगैर तो जिंदगी तो कुछ भी नहीं ना जिंदगी बेहतर है ना आखरत सब बर्बाद हो जाएगा अगर आका अलैहि सलातो सलाम से सच्ची मोहब्बत नहीं है जिसको जो मिला वो मेरे आका के सदके में मिला है बच्चों को जो मिला बच्चों पर रहमत जो आज बुजुर्गों की बात कर रहे हैं जानवरों की बात दरख्तों की चिड़िया भी उनके दरबार में आगे फरियादें करती थी हिरनी जो है वो भी जो आका के दरबार में आके जो है वो फरियाद करती कैमल्स दे यूज टू केम इन द कोर्ट ऑफ द प्रॉफिट सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम एंड कंप्लेन अबाउट देयर ऑनर्स जो जो मालिक होते थे उनकी फरियाद भी आका की बारगाह में आगे किया करते थे क्योंकि वो बोलियां सबकी समझते थे वो सबकी बोलियां बोलते हैं संगरेजे आपके इशारों से देखे हैं शजर चलते आपके इशारों से मौजजात शाह की है दूर दूर तक शोहरत चांद हो गया टुकड़े आपके इशारे से क्या फरमाते हैं हुजूर
जी सब यू मेंशन ब्यूटीफुल पॉइंट द टाइम बिफोर द प्रॉफिट अलैहि सलाम वाज सच ए आई यूज अ सिंपल वर्ड ए बैड टाइम That in particularly in regard to the parents, the upbringing of children, especially women at that time, and the one who taught us the rights of not just humans but animals, told us the rights of our parents. Jannatu tahta aqdamil ummahat, that paradise is beneath the feet of your mothers.
Subhanallah.
The Prophet ﷺ told us this that paradise is there. Where's the key? It's your father.
Allah.
The Prophet ﷺ informed us this, that subhanAllah was such a merciful personality, the Prophet ﷺ says, that even as you mentioned the Day of Judgment, and says, I went through a kalam that I would like to recite here as well, and just reading out, not in tarz of course. Tarz is the brother here.
Our own program.
The tarz is very difficult. Tarz is difficult. So it says, ke Noor Muhammad pehle bana, phir Adam ki takhleeq hui, ये अव्वलियत हमसे ना पूछो पूछ लो कुरान से
Allah.
This is wa laylo wa shams se zahir zulf o rukh zaba unka husn e nihayat hum se na poocho pooch lo quran se
Allah.
Nafsi nafsi sab ke lab par ana laha sarkar kahe shaan e shafaat hum se na poocho pooch lo quran se aao nazmi har dam bas Allah wa rasool ka zikr kare zikr ki barkat hum se na poocho pooch lo quran se
Allahu Akbar
this is
ta ki main mustafa din ki din todi jaan ta ki main mustafa din ki din todi jaan aap dik tare ab vich sara quran aap dik tare ab vich sara quran
You were saying something?
Sahab, you know, Mashallah, from Munif Shah Sahab was also mentioning as well. One thing that I would like to mention here of how we're continuing to receive the mercy of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is that there's one narration that every week our amal, our actions are presented in the court of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now, one beautiful thing is that whenever we do good actions, when the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is informed, Alhamdulillah, he does the shukr of Allah, he praises Allah. But on the other hand, when he sees sins, what does he do? He does astaghfar on behalf of his ummah. Now look at the karam of the Prophet ﷺ that still today when we are committing sins, the Prophet ﷺ is seeking forgiveness from the court of Allah on our behalf. This is such a karam. This is such a great mercy of the Prophet ﷺ that even today the Prophet ﷺ is seeking forgiveness on our behalf. Allah. And this is also a lesson. Alhamdulillah, the beautiful month of Milad has begun. This beautiful month has started. It's a request to everyone that is watching, including myself as well, that look, this month has started. Every week our actions are presented in the court of the Prophet ﷺ. Has the time not come that we leave sins? Every week our actions. And you know when the Prophet ﷺ sees our sins, it displeases his heart. So the time's come now. Alhamdulillah, it's a great time. The month of Milad has come. Let's send more good deeds, inshallah. Let's do more good deeds now, inshallah, Zawajal. So when these reach in the court of the Prophet ﷺ, the Prophet ﷺ becomes pleased with us. Let's not now spend this month of Milad and the remaining of our life that sins from us continue to reach in the court of the Prophet ﷺ. And this is, like I said, this is a great mercy that the Prophet ﷺ, he does istighfar on behalf of us. The other thing that I would like to mention here is Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala, she mentions that whenever the Prophet ﷺ had a choice between two actions, he would always choose the easiest action for his ummah as well. Meaning this is also mercy as well that he used to think of us. I normally mention this as well that, you know, we should try to recite Durood Sharif, we should try to remember him. Why 1400 years ago, he remembered us. He chose ease for us. For example, the miswak as well, it's not fard upon us. Why? Because the Prophet he chose not to make this fard. There's many other actions like this as well. So this is also great mercy of the Prophet that we have got many ease today as well because of the Prophet Usman bhai mentioned earlier as well, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, the waqia with 50 namaza. It's because of the Prophet that 5 namaza and we get the reward of 50. Meaning today we're reading the namaz. 5 salas, we gain the reward of 50. And this is again the mercy of the Prophet sallallahu
alaihi wasallam. La wa rabbil arsh, la wa rabbil arsh, jisko jo mila, unse mila, batti gaye konain mein, ni'mat
انشاءاللہ آئیے کچھ
کلام سنتے ہیں انشاءاللہ. جی حضور.
صلی اللہ علیہ حبیب
صلی اللہ تعالی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
جہاں بھی ہو وہیں سے دو صدا سرکار سنتے ہیں. جہاں بھی ہو وہیں سے دو صدا سرکار سنتے ہیں. جہاں بھی ہو وہیں سے دو صدا سرکار سنتے ہیں. جہاں میرا ایمان ہے
Jai 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 مت پوچھے گئے پہلا نیا ہو جانا پہلا نیا ہو جانا جالا ہے شبہ بے جادہ روح الامین بڑا بڑا بکی بکی جھنڈا روح الامین گاڑا گاڑا بکی بکی جھنڈا جھنڈا جڑا پریرا
Mercy for the entire creation, for the whole universe.
As we are towards the end of the program, so there are a few points I would, inshallah, like to share. and something which we really need to take back. Alhamdulillah, the viewers of Madani Channel, especially those who have been watching the silsila from right in the beginning, the viewers must have learnt a lot, they may have taken back a lot, but something we need to realize and understand is that you can only complete something when you have the flavor of action in it. Now, the thing is that we spoke about the rahmat of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and we have been discussing that. And genuinely, if we look at it, a pre-Islamic era in which there was a lot of ignorance, there were many things happening, but Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam brought rights for everybody. People today in the world talk about rights of animals, rights of human beings, rights of women, rights of elders, and on different names. Sometimes we have Father's Day, we have Mother's Day, we have this day, we have that day. Islam's every day is Father's Day, Islam's every day is Mother's Day, because Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is so merciful. He basically stretched out and lined out boundaries for each and every individual. We have problems. The father is saying, the child does not listen to me. The child says, my daddy does not understand me. So-and-so has problem with so-and-so. Two partners are fighting. Two neighbors are fighting. Mother-in-law and daughter-in-law are fighting. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's mercy is such. Rasulullah made a boundary. Father, get inside there. Mother, get inside there. Son, get inside there. For each and everyone, there is a boundary. Like traffic rules. You have to give indicator to go towards the right. You have to give an indicator to go towards the left. So when there is a red sign, you stop. When there is a green sign, you carry on. So if everybody follows his lane, give indicator and do everything accordingly, accidents will decrease. Why? Because everyone is limited to his or her own boundary. So like what Sharia has created, our boundaries, we have to be in it. If we want to enjoy the mercy in our families, if we want to enjoy the mercy in our relationships. Now, Bapu, there is one thing which we see in our community, and if we talk to someone, namaz ke liye chalne, thoda sunnat par amal kar le, ishtema mein chalne, hamare gunah bahut hain, kya hoga hum marenge to? Allah ghafur wa rahim. Huzur sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam ke ummati hain, bas hum jannat mein chale jayenge, jannat hamare aqa ki, hum jannat, yakeenan, definitely jannat belongs to my aqa, definitely my aqa is rahmatulil alamin, definitely Allah is ghafur wa rahim. But we need to do some effort for that, because Allah Ta'ala is Razik as well. He gives sustenance. So we don't lock our shops and sit at home. Allah is Razik, inshallah. Azzawajal, my stomach will be filled. So we work for that. We need to take our measures and our actions. So yes, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is merciful. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam gave us this deen of Islam. Rasulullah gave us Quran. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us namaz. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam gave us opportunities and free permission to go to Madinatul Munawwara. Rasulullah blessed us with so many bounties. But in return, what about salah, which is the coolness of the eyes of Rasulullah? What about husna ikhlaq, respecting of the parents, respecting the neighbors, fulfilling the rights of everybody, avoiding swears, avoiding harsh language, avoiding backbiting, lying, tale-telling, all these things? This is something, because we cannot pay back for the favors of Rasulullah. At least what we can do is follow upon the commandments. So this was something I thought that message we should at the end give to our viewers, that inshallah this Rabi'ul Awwal should be a change. We started from buzz. Alhamdulillah, the entire session started from buzz. When we see the moon, it's like somebody has switched on a button and everything has changed. So that change should last till next Rabiul Awwal. So there should be some change in us, that button is there and it never switches off, inshallah.
It shouldn't be temporary.
Definitely.
It should be permanent.
Permanent, inshallah.
And that change, like if you're not performing your salah, now it should be 5 times.
100%.
Matlab, aap milad aise manaye na, imama saja kar,
Allah.
Daadi saja kar. مسجد میں نمازیں پڑھ کر مطلب یہی تو ہے نا میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کی رحمت جو ہے خالی وہ جیسے انہوں نے ابھی بات کی ہے نا رب کریم رحیم بھی ہے کریم بھی ہے غفار بھی ہے وہ جبار اور قہار بھی ہے یہ بھی یاد رکھیے گا نمازیں پڑھیں نا اور بولے بس بیڑا پار ہے ہمیں نمازیں پڑھنے کا بولا گیا ہے سو مچ امفیسائز اباؤٹ صلاح اسکولنس ٹو دا آئز آف دا پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لیکن آج کیا میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام دنیا میں بھی رحمت ہے قبر میں بھی ہمارے لیے آسانیاں ہوں گی آخرت میں بھی رحمت للعالمین صرف ہمیں نہیں پچھلی جو نیشن ہے اگر ان کے واقعات پڑھے وہ بنی اسرائیل کا جو 200 سال کا گناہ کرنے والا جو تھا وہ بھی میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کے نام کی برکت سے رحمت للعالمین ہے اس کو بھی فائدہ پہنچا
اللہ
یعنی کہ میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام از سو مرسیفل. لیکن آج امتی کو کیا ہو گیا یہ ہمیں سوچنا ہے. دس از اے لیسن می اینڈ یو نیڈ ٹو ٹیک فرام دس پروگرام دیٹ وی نیڈ ٹو برنگ چینج ود ان آور سیلف. اٹس ناٹ لائک واٹ یسٹرڈے جسٹ ایک سورج چینج کیا کہتے ہیں چاند نکلا ہے اینڈ دیٹس از ہم نے کچھ نعرے لگائے اور نہ عشاء پڑھی اور نہ فجر پڑھی. ایسا نہیں ہونا چاہیے. ابھی وی اسٹل ہیو اے ٹائم, یو اسٹل ہیو اے ٹائم. اینڈ یو کے میں تو بہت ٹائم ہے ابھی تک. ان شاء اللہ پرفارم یور عشاء صلاح اور جہاں جماعت ہوتی ہے جماعت سے نماز پڑھیں, اور جہاں کوئی شرعی ایسا نہیں ہے ریسائٹ قرآن پاک درود پاک کا جیسے ہم نے بولا. تو یہ ایسی چیزیں لے کر آئے ان شاء اللہ. میرے آقا علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام کی یاد رکھو, اگر پڑ گئی ایک نظر
اللہ
اتنے خالی ہیں سب جام بھر جائیں. ایک نظر پڑھنے کی دیر ہے سب ہو جائے گا. کہ اپنے کاموں کو سیدھی طرف لے کر آئے اپنی زندگی میں, جائے نیت کرے ان شاء اللہ. دس از دا منتھ ٹو میک یور کنیکٹیوٹی اسٹرانگ ود دا پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اینڈ ہاؤ یو کین میک یور کنیکشن اسٹرانگ ود دا پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, ٹو اڈاپٹ دا سنہ آف دا پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ریسائٹ درود پاک ان ابنڈنس is a big difference. The person who recite durood e pak in abundance and those who don't recite durood e pak in abundance is a big change. aur unke andar unki nature mein bhi bahut farq hota hai. aap khud dekhe, aap bacche ko le lein 8 saal 10 saal 12 saal ke bacche ko jo durood e pak ki kasrat karta hai jo nahi karta unme zameen aasman ka farq hoga. mere aqa alaihi salatu salam par durood e pak padhne se connectivity badhti hai, connectivity mazboot hoti hai. اللہ مجھے اور آپ کو کثرت کے ساتھ درود پاک پڑھنے والا بنائے.
آمین.
جی منیف شاہ صاحب کے آخر میں میسیج دیں گے.
اس وقت the last and final message I'd like to give for today's episode in particular is that read about the mercy of the Prophet علی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. As Usman bhai mentioned that generally we get individuals in this era, this moment in time as well, unfortunate individuals. That is because of the lack of knowledge that they say these statements that despite I mean sinful, then what's going to happen? Remember when that, as you mentioned, just one, the blessed sight of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam will do bearabar. And is mentioned as well, Waseem bhai touched upon this as well, that on the Day of Judgment, ulama have mentioned that is for some in some riwayat is mentioned 50,000 years. Ulama have mentioned this is because of the mercy of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. The duration of the Day of Judgment will be such that it will take the duration that it takes a person to recite 2 rakat of Fard Salah.
Allah, Subhanallah.
Because of whom?
Allah.
Prophet Ali Salatu Wasalam. The Bridge of Sirat, ulama have mentioned it will take 15,000 years in general for someone to cross that Bridge of Sirat. Then ulama have mentioned that for the nation of Rasulullah Ali Salatu Wasalam, Allah has mentioned these points. For the nation of the Prophet Ali Salatu Wasalam, some will cross it with a blink of an eye.
Allah.
Some will cross it as fast as lightning.
Subhanallah.
Because of whom? The Prophet علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام. آتا ہے فقیروں پہ انہیں پیار کچھ ایسا, خود بیک دیں خود کہیں منگتے کا بھلا ہو. This is the Prophet علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام.
وسیم بھائی کیا میسج دیں گے انشاءاللہ؟
One message that I would like to give, one element I just like to quickly touch upon is that once a person came in the court of the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم was resting, he had his blessed eyes closed. Now this individual, he came with a dagger. The Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم opened his eyes and he seen that this individual is standing in front of him with a dagger, mazallah, to assassinate. And it's mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was asked by this individual that who will save you from me now. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam straight away he said Allah. As soon as he said this, the dagger fell out. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam picked up the dagger and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that who will save you from me now. Now opposite happened and it's mentioned this individual, please, you are merciful, please forgive me.
Uh-huh.
It's mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, go, I forgive you for the sake of Allah. There's many incidents like this Fatah Makkah we hear about how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed mercy upon those individuals. One final point that I would like to just quickly touch upon is that the blessed month has started. We're learning about the blessed mercy of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Right now, there are many people across the world that I know of, you will know of as well, that families have broken up. Brothers are not speaking to brothers, sisters are not speaking to sisters. This is the situation that we're facing at this moment in time. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam forgave those individuals who even caused harm to his family members as well. Let's forgive, inshallah, azawajal. Let's start this blessed month, inshallah. If you're not speaking to someone, if relationships are broken up, let's be the bigger person today. Pick up the phone. Just apologize. Join this relationship, inshallah, azawajal. Who knows, because of this, inshallah, azawajal, Allah might forgive all our sins, inshallah. And again, this is the blessed mercy of the Prophet that he used to forgive as well, inshallah.
Subhanallah. Kya baat hai. Beautiful message from Waseem bhai. Aakhir mein main ye kon lagate ho, usko bhi seene se aaka. جو ہوتا نہیں منہ لگانے کی.
سبحان اللہ.
اللہ اکبر. دس از دی مرسی آف دی پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. کیپ واچنگ Madani channel, Sallu ala al-Habib,
Sallallahu
ta'ala ala Muhammad,
Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path